Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Now remember, Beaver, you just stay out of his way.
Sure, Mom. Say goodbye to Dad for me.
I will. Bye.
Bye.
Wally, you're going to be late.
Okay, Mom.
Is Beaver getting off?
Yes. He seemed a little upset this morning. There's a boy in the fifth grade who's picking on the boys in Beaver's class.
What'd you tell him?
Well, I just told him to stay out of that boy's way and to avoid him whenever he could.
Oh, well, I don't want to see the Beaver getting mixed up in fights, but on the other hand, I think there's a limit to how much avoiding he should do. I guess I was about the Beaver's age when we had a bully at school. In order to avoid him, I used to take the back alleys to school. Then one day I just had enough, so I faced him down.
What happened?
Well, after that, I walked in the streets, and the bully took the back alleys to school.
Well, Ward, things have changed since you were a boy. People are, well, they're more civilized now.
Oh, sure. We cavemen were a pretty rough lot.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. Some boy's picking on your brother at school.
No fooling? Hey, you want me to teach the Beaver a couple of judo holds so he can bust his arm?
Wooly!
Heck, Mom, I was just trying to help.
Beaver didn't say anything to you about it this morning, did he?
Uh-uh. While I was brushing my teeth, he just asked me if Wyatt Earp was a real guy or not. So long.
Goodbye, Wally.
Wyatt Earp was too a real guy. He was not. They just made him up for television. Didn't I? He was a real guy. My brother says down in Texas there's a lot of guys named Earp. They got Earps all over.
They're not Wyatt Earps.
Of course not. He's dead.
Well, that proves they made him up.
They're not allowed to make up dead people, not even for television.
Beaver's right. Wyatt Earp was a real guy.
Who asked you, Whitey?
Hey, watch it, kid. I didn't do anything. Larry shoved me.
Watch who you shoved him into, Larry.
You watch who you're shoving him into.
I dare you to do that again.
Oh, yeah. Cut it out. I didn't do anything.
Shut up, Squirt.
Then Larry shoved Whitey into Sonny, and Sonny shoved Whitey into Larry.
Well, then what happened?
Then Miss Landers came along and sent Whitey to the office for fighting.
Why can't boys get along together?
Well, heck, Mom, what fun would that be?
Of course, June.
Well, Wally, anything exciting happened at your school?
Well, they made me a big brother to a freshman. Some guy named Gene Baxter.
What's the boy like?
Well, he turned out to be a girl. So they're making me a big brother to some other guy.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, what are you going to do today?
I'm meeting Larry at the 5 and 10.
Some special occasion?
He saved up 18 cents, and I saved up 13 cents.
What are you guys buying?
We don't know. We're just going to go there and see how long it takes us to spend it.
Wally, are you going over to Tui's?
Yeah, and then his dad's taking him down to look at outboard motors.
Oh, is Tui thinking of buying a motor?
Well, Tui figures if he gets enough money in his bank account, he might buy one.
I didn't know he had a boat.
Well, he doesn't have a boat. Tui figures if his father sees an outboard motor lying around in the garage, then sooner or later, he'll break down and buy him a boat.
Oh, he does.
Wally, don't you dare ever try anything like that on your father.
Heck no. Dad's too smart to fall for anything like that.
Wally?
Dad, do you know something?
No, what, Beaver?
If I had another nickel, I'd have as much money as Larry.
Beaver, I'm very glad to see your arithmetic's improving.
See, Beaver?
Hey, Larry, how much out left. What's the end? I got a cent left, too.
I had a whole 6 cents left after we bought those army men.
Hey, Larry. There's a weighing machine that takes a penny.
Let's get weighed.
I know what I weigh already. Okay, but let's get on it. It's better than going home with a penny.
All right, I'll go first.
£114. Gee, Larry, I don't know anybody who weighs 114 pounds except real people.
Look, Beaver, it's got my fortune on the other side.
What does your fortune say?
Your fortune. Be cautious with investments. Do not extend your financial responsibility. Boy, if I got weighed before I went in that 5 and 10, I wouldn't have bought those labels.
I like that one.
£74. Let's hear your fortune.
This is your lucky day. Fame and fortune await you.
Boy, Beaver, that's neat. It's too bad you're a kid, though, and can't really be famous.
I could be lucky, though.
Yeah. Instead of going home, why don't we just walk around for a while and see what good luck happens to you?
Yeah. I guess we could for a while.
No, he isn't. May I ask who's calling? I see. Yes, bye.
Who's on the phone?
Oh, some girl asking for Wally.
Oh.
She leave any message?
Yes. She said tell him Ralph called.
Yes, she's called before.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Wally, why didn't you come in through the kitchen?
Heck, Mom, I wasn't hungry.
By the way, Ralph called.
Oh, yeah. That's a girl.
Well, did you go down and look at outboard motors with Toy and his father?
No. When I got over there, his father wouldn't take him. He was sore at him.
What for?
You know how it is, Dad. I guess he was just sore at him for being around.
Wally? You see the Beaver anywhere?
Yeah. I saw him and Larry Mondello. They were standing out in front of the Ritz Hotel waiting for some millionaire to come by and give him some money.
Why would they think that would happen?
Gee, I don't know, Mom. I was with Tui, and I didn't want to start a whole big thing.
Ward, that silly Beaver and Larry thinking a millionaire's going to give them money?
I don't think so, dear. That's the kind of thing that keeps kids going.
Hey, look who's coming, Sonny Courtright. He thinks he's a tough guy just because he's in the fifth grade.
You know, I should have fought him in school. I could beat him up with one hand tied behind my back, even.
Sure you could, Larry.
Hey, Sonny.
Yeah?
How'd you like a punch in the nose?
Who's gonna give it to me?
Well, lots of guys could.
Could you?
Well,
could you?
Well, last week I was sick for 2 whole days.
Just watch what you're saying. That's all.
I'll bet you Beaver could, though.
Could you squirt?
Gee, I don't know, Sonny. Sure he could. He hasn't been sick or anything.
Let's see you start something, Beaver.
You want I should hold your music key, Sonny?
Oh, yeah. I can't beat him up now. I gotta take my music lesson.
Well, I kinda gotta do something myself.
But I tell you what, I'll meet you right here at 3 o'clock and beat you up then.
You'll be here, won't you?
Sure he'll be here. What do you think he is, chicken? Okay, I'll meet you right here. And kid, I'll pulverize you.
Boy, that was really neat the way you told him, Beaver.
Gee, all you Dick. How come I gotta fight him?
Well, gee, Beaver, why should I get in trouble on your lucky day?
Dear, did you ever find the boys' savings bonds, the ones Aunt Martha sent them?
No, not yet, but I know they're in my study somewhere. Because when the movers were over at the other house, I remember tucking them into one of my books.
We should find them so we could put them in a safe place.
I'll go take a look. I think I entrusted them to Charles Dickens.
Dear, I wish you'd stop tucking things away in books. Do you know you left our marriage license in a book we loaned to the Rutherfords?
Well, don't you want them to know you were married?
Yes, but not when.
Hey, Wally, is this a Red Cross? How?
No.
How come?
Because that's your left hand.
Oh. It looked like my right hand in the mirror.
Hey, Beav, who's this guy you want to kill?
Sonny Courtright. Pow, pow! Pow, pow!
How come Sonny Courtright?
Well, he and Larry were pushing each other in school. So when Larry saw him in the park, he asked him what he'd like a punch in the nose. And Sonny said, who's going to give it to him? So I'm fighting him at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, but Beav, he's in the 5th grade. He'll murder you.
No, I won't. On account of my fortune says it's my lucky day.
Beaver, you're a goof. There's no such thing as a fortune.
There is, too. You're just saying that.
Okay. Okay, then why don't you go down and ask Dad?
I don't have to, because I know it's true. Pow! Pow! Pow!
I don't think you better try that one. You might hurt yourself.
What you doing with all those books?
I'm looking through them for your savings bonds.
Oh. I didn't think you'd be reading all those books for fun.
Well, people have been known to, Beaver. You learn a great deal from books.
Oh. With all those books, I guess you must know just about everything there is.
Well, I hardly think so. But what is it you want to know?
Well, I want to know about luck.
What about luck?
Well, like, if a guy was heavyweight champion of the world, did he get that because he was lucky?
Well, I'd say he got it because he was a good fighter.
You mean luck had nothing to do with it?
Beaver, you could be the luckiest man in the world, but if you didn't know how to box, you're liable to get knocked right out of the ring.
Oh. Then what are people talking about when they talk about luck?
Well, if you were a miner, lost in the desert, and you fell down an old shaft and discovered an abandoned gold mine, I guess you'd say that was luck.
Oh, I guess it's better to be a gold miner than a kid.
Beaver, would you come in here to ask me something?
Beaver! Beaver, Larry and some boys are out the back door to see you.
What time is it, Mom?
About 2:30.
Thank you, Mom.
Did you find the savings bonds?
No, not yet.
What'd Beaver want?
Oh, I was telling him about gold miners and heavyweight fighters, man-to-man talk.
Sometimes I think you do that just to shut me out of his life.
Dear, would you let me look for my bonds in peace?
Hi, Beaver.
Hi, guys. What are you doing here?
We're all going over to watch you fight Sonny. Everybody likes to see a good fight.
Yeah, Beaver, we better get going. If you're late, Sonny might get sore and beat you up worse.
Yeah, sure. You're not going to chicken out, are you, Beaver?
Of course not. It's my lucky day, isn't it?
I brought a pocket full of rags in case you got a bloody nose.
Thanks, Woody. Come on, Beaver.
No, Tui. I didn't leave because your father was hollering at you. Now? No, I think I'd better stick around here. Yeah, maybe we can go look at Upwards next weekend and leave your father at home. Yeah, okay, I'll see you. I'm gonna walk my brother over to the park. Yeah, so long.
Beaver's gone. He left with Larry and Whitey and some other boys.
Already? Well, what time is it?
About 3:10.
Gee, that late?
Wally, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing, no.
I guess maybe it won't be so bad.
What won't be so bad?
Well, I mean, maybe some grown-ups will be there to stop it.
Wally, the beaver's been acting strange all morning. Now, if you know what's up, I want you to tell me.
Well, okay, Mom. Beaver's fighting Sonny Cartwright over at the park.
Fighting? With this?
Well, sure, Mom. What else can you use?
Ward! Ward! Wally, why didn't you say something before?
Well, gosh, Mom, a guy's got a right to get beat up without his mom and dad messing it up.
Ward!
Yeah, I'm coming. What's that? What's going on?
What's going on? Poor little Theodore's over at the park getting beaten up.
He's what?
Might not be that bad, Dad. The other kid's only a year older.
You go right over there and stop that fight.
Well, June, I'm right in the middle of shaving.
All right, then I'll go.
Wait, June, you can't do that.
Heck, Mom, it would be better if he got murdered than have his mother show up.
All right, then I'll just call the police.
Well, now, June, wait a minute. June, wait, calm down. Now, look, Wally will go.
Yeah, I could have been there by now.
Ward, are you sure that Wally's the right one to go?
Of course I am. Now, look, son, when you get over there, I'm counting on you to use good judgment.
Sure, Dad. If Beaver's winning the fight, I won't stop.
Well. Well, are they back yet?
No, and I think we should get in the car and go over there.
Now, June, you mustn't get so upset about this. This is something every boy has to go through. It's just a part of growing up. As a matter of fact...
Dear, don't you dare quote that School of Hard Knocks theory again.
All right. But did you ever see two boys Beaver's age have a fight?
No, and I don't want to.
It's not very brutal. It's mostly just snarling and pawing at each other. They roll around like a couple of puppies on a lawn.
Dear, that boy might bite the beaver.
June, for heaven's sake, you...
Oh, here they come. Well, at least he's walking.
Well, now, there you are, June. Not a mark on him. You won, huh, son?
No, Dad. Sonny Cartwright didn't show up.
Yeah. Everybody waited for a whole half hour, and he chickened out.
Chickened out, eh?
Yeah, Dad. I never knew I was such a tough guy.
Oh, Ward. I'm so happy that other boy didn't show up.
Well, just between us, dear, so am I.
Hi, Dad. I was just trying to part my head.
Oh, well, your mother wants you to come down to supper.
Okay, Dad.
Well, you had a busy day for yourself, didn't you?
It would have been a lot busier day if Sonny would have showed up.
Well, at least you were there ready and waiting.
Yeah, but all the time I was standing there, ready to knock his block off, my knees were shaking like anything.
They were, Beaver?
Yeah, Dad, you know, if Wally hadn't showed up, I might have chickened out, too. Does that mean I'm a coward?
No, not at all. Fear is perfectly normal, Beaver. There's nothing wrong with being scared. It's a form of common sense. Sometimes being afraid keeps us from doing a lot of foolish things.
Like what, Dad?
Well, like driving a car too fast. Or going swimming when there's no lifeguard. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, Dad, I might be a lot worse kid than I am if I wasn't afraid of being caught doing stuff.
Well, I expect that's true of most all of us. I think I better go find Wally and tell him supper's ready.
Okay. Dad? Thanks.
For what?
For making me not feel bad, to be scared.
That's okay, Beaver.
I didn't wake you up, did I?
No, I was awake already. Hey, Wally, I was just thinking. Suppose Sonny really didn't check it out today.
Yeah, but he did. He didn't show up.
Yeah, but suppose he didn't show up and I kind of had to go someplace with his mother or take another music lesson.
Well, if that's what happened, I guess you just have to fight him next time you see him.
boy, just when everything's okay, there's always something to mess you up.
Yeah, but you're not going to let it worry you all night, are you?
Of course not. Nobody can hurt you when you're in your bed sleeping.
I'll see you, fellas.
Bye, guys.
Hey, Beaver, here comes Sonny Courtray. Why don't you give him the business for being chicken?
Nah, I don't think so, Larry.
Why not? He was chicken.
Hi, Beaver.
Hi, Sonny.
Gee, Beaver, why didn't you give him the business?
Gee, well, I figure as long as nothing happened, why do something to make it happen?
You could tell he was chicken. I'm not letting him get away with it. Hey, Sonny, wait a minute.
What's the matter, Larry?
I called Sonny chicken, and the big coward hit me right in the stomach.
Who was on the phone?
That girl for Wally again, Ralph. I told her that he was doing his homework, and I said if she'd leave her number, he'd call her back.
Well, she leave her number?
No, she hung up. Why would she do a thing like that?
Well, June, didn't you ever call a boy and not leave your name?
Ward, in my day, proper young ladies waited for the boys to call them.
Yeah, but suppose you liked a boy and he didn't call you.
Well, and then the girl got her mother to call his mother and invite him over for Sunday dinner.
Well, this time I thought I was invited because your mother liked me.
Can Beaver make it alone in the big world? Maybe not. But he makes alone in this next episode of Leave It to Beaver. Needless to say, it is not a prudent financial decision. Stay tuned for episode 89, Beaver Makes Alone, coming up next on TV.